The Lennon Sisters are celebrating their 50th anniversary in show business. We've been talking about their new line of children's CDs and children's dolls, which are available on their website, www.bestpals.net. There's also lots of goodies on their other website, www.lennonsisters.com. Now, Kathy and Janet, we were talking a little bit off mic about the way you know, some of your compilations are put together, and I forget which of your husbands does the arranging.
Oh, it's Janet.
Thank you.
My husband does all of our vocal arranging. Yeah, he had quite a career himself in music, and so when we started working together, he asked if he could do an arrangement for us, and we've never had anybody else do one since then. He does beautiful,
incredible, all the harmony parts. So we just love having as a brother-in-law and a great arranger.
Well, there's nothing like keeping in the family.
That's right.
You know, we're talking about some of the performers you've worked with in the past. You mentioned Perry Como. You mentioned Merv Griffin being one of your favorites. We just heard a clip of one of your appearances on the Mac Davis Show from the
show. That was such a great and fun show. He is also so much fun. He's like Larry Gatlin. I never thought about that, but they really have that great personality and that southern part about, well, that Texas in them, I guess. That's pretty special.
And,
you know, when we started working, we came in so young, but on the tail end of the great variety performers, and so we were able to work with Bob Hope and Jack Benny and George Burns and Sammy Davis and Perry Como and just all the greats. We just were so fortunate to have that experience and that education of working with them in the earlier years.
Is there anyone that you haven't performed with that you would like to perform with?
Wow, I don't think we've ever asked that question. We've been very lucky. We've been with Stevie Wonder and Ella Fitzgerald and Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire. I mean,
I think we never performed. We were on the same stage with, but never actually got to sing with Frank Sinatra.
No, we were
that
on the same
stage.
And Tony Bennett. I think I would still, now that he's doing duets a lot,
we
worked with him in Las Vegas, but it would be a real fun thing to do a song with Tony Bennett.
Yeah, that would be great. I've talked to a lot of actors who've worked on stage as well as on film or TV, and they almost always say there's nothing like the thrill they get from performing in front of a live audience, and I gotta believe that's the same for singers.
It really is great. We're so fortunate to be working here in Branson, where twice a day we just see people's smiling faces out there, and they appreciate everything that you do, and the feedback is just wonderful. We love working together, and we love working in front of these terrific people.
We have such loyal fans. It's unbelievable. After all these years, they come and tell the stories of their moms and their grandmas, and now they have their kids watching us, and they're the most loyal fans.
You started off the Lawrence Welk Show, then you had your own variety show in the early 70s. And of course, the great thing about the variety show is that it's the kind of show that the entire family could watch.
That's right.
And there's not too many things like that on television today. I mean, I guess the closest thing is maybe an American Idol or Dancing with the Stars, because that's something that has something for everybody.
Right.
Yeah, and
everybody.
The whole family does tend to watch those shows.
Yeah, there was something about the early days of television where you watched the Lawrence Welk Show on Saturday and Ed Sullivan on Sunday and Lucy on Monday and Milton Berle on Tuesday. I mean, you knew the nights that you would watch, and you didn't have a clicker to change to 300 channels.
I mean, if the opportunity came about, would you do another television show, or do you enjoy what you're doing too much?
You know, we're loving what we're doing, and I think we have thought about doing possibly something for children and with children, because it's just the greatest love for us. And you never can say no, and you never know, but it's if the television world is ready for something like that. I don't know if it ever would go back to the variety and the great Ed Sullivan shows and things like that. I don't know.
Well, of course, you know, in some parts of the country, I believe they still show. I mean, there was a station, I think it was Good Life TV, although I think they're now called All American TV, that still shows the Lennon Sisters with Jimmy Durante.
That's right. It was Nostalgia Channel.
Yeah.
And they did show it a lot. So, they, you know, it's still out there in different places, but you'll never get it, I don't think, on the networks.
Hey, Dave, let's read some more emails.
All right. Well, I've got this one wasn't an email directly to me, but it was something that came across, is brought to my attention here, being an important personality here in the range of television shows. And this was an exchange. The first one is from a woman named Colette. She said, "When I was a kid, I used to watch Lawrence Welk with my grandmother. She loved the Lennon Sisters. I also recall seeing them on the Mickey Mouse Club as the Friday Talent Day guests.
Yep.
Those girls have had great harmony." There's another one I want to get to, but you remember being on the Mickey Mouse Club?
It was the thrill of a lifetime.
Dream come true.
For Kathy and me, I mean, we used to come home from school every day, turn on the Mickey Mouse Club, and then do all their dance routines.
Today is Tuesday, you know what that means.
You know, we knew it.
Have a special.
So anyway, when they asked us to be on their show, Kathy and I were just so excited. And of course, Dee Dee and Peggy were like teenagers, older teenagers, and they were kind of a little bit embarrassed. But Kathy and I, that was our dream. We went to school on the Disney lot with them, and then we did their show. And Cubby and Karen and Bobby and Annette, and it was just the best. We loved it.
And we actually made very dear friends with Bobby and Annette and Cubby. We really have stayed in touch all these years.
We had one of the original Mouseketeers, Lonnie Burr, was a guest.
We know Lonnie,
On Talkin' Television last year. Another program one can listen to on the archive site.